rolling like a freight train on a mission. Here's Gruber.
Excitable boy, they all said.
That's what they all said, excitable boy.
It bit the usher's leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all
said. That's what they all said. But welcome back. Tuesday here, watching the breaking news out of Texas now. Bombing number 5 since the beginning of the month. Bombing number 5 went off in a FedEx facility near San Antonio, 75 miles from Austin. So didn't make it to its destination. But somebody's at work here, because there's 3 different kinds of bombs being used. The first one's being set on the porch. The second one, second style, using tripwires. And now this style, of course, being shipped through the mail. We'll keep an eye on that as we talk to our next guest. That being Michael Dougherty, director of the National Cybersecurity Society and a board member of NetShield. Dougherty, welcome back.
Good to be here.
You know,
I say with FedEx tracking, that probably was a mistake on the behalf of the bomber. We'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens there. FedEx tracking. Hey, genius. Yeah, we'll see. good call on your part. I wanted to ask you about the power grids in America, but then I wanted to ask you about this other headline that I'm looking at, because nobody would know more than you. This whole deal with Facebook and the mining of information, right? Because I want to, here's why I want to ask you about Cambridge Analytica, because now I've got a former director at Obama for America, Carol Davidson, saying, yeah, we worked with Facebook. We got millions of people's information, and they were just fine with it because they wanted us to win. Well, what do you make of all this? How easy is it to mine Facebook to get information that you can then mold into something that you can turn into votes?
Look, it's called, what do you do when you click on the little box to say, yes, I want to use you, Facebook? You give away all expectation of privacy. Say that again, all expectation of privacy. So you can go through anyone's Facebook feed and learn so much about them, it'll blow their mind if you look back at everything they've done. So, and then if you read the New York Times article, which if I was teaching a journalism course, I'd go, this is exactly how you, this is one of the best lying through omission and spinning articles I've seen. They use the word breach. That's totally irresponsible. There's no breach here. In Facebook, they say in the same article, Facebook also says, no systems were gone into. This is basically just high-end data gathering, you know, and they use these words, mining and breach. That's not the case.
Right. They use the term mining and breach because they want to somehow malign the Trump campaign again to say, you know, to try to imply an impropriety. Is that fair?
Exactly.
All right. So, but I want to go back to this Carol Davidson, the former director of integration and media analytics for Obama for America, said the 2012 campaign led Facebook to suck out the whole social graph and target potential voters. They would then use that data to do things like append their email list and say, all right, they would basically go in. If they got you to agree to say, hey, yes, I'll do this, boom, they automatically had access to all of your friends. See, and that's how they would get into all of that material. So if you had 500 friends or 1,000 friends, or if you're one of the good people that had 5,000, man, they just went mining and they went and learned things. And I don't think there was a breach here. They're not using the term breach for Obama, I don't believe.
No, of course not. And actually, this could probably neutralize anyway, because, you know, the New York Times going, oh, you know, it's against the law to use a foreign person in a presidential campaign. And suddenly, you know, here comes the boomerang. And so this thing could fade really quickly. But this is, again, the red herrings coming out of the press over the last week. So we're not talking about McCabe's cold, flat, busted, and the tip of the swamp is starting to maybe go to jail, is pretty amazing. Because I think that's what this is about. They're just utterly relentless.
And they're trying to do anything to say, don't look at that. Oh, look. Trump, you know, co-opted Facebook, and his company did it illegally, this Cambridge Analytica. Because you've got this whistleblower, this guy who says, I'm the first openly gay vegan or whatever, to something to work with Trump or something. I don't know. So is this problematic then, or it's not? I mean, it's information that's available to anybody.
What do you expect? You think people don't look at the publicly available voting rolls? I mean, you know, so this is just a new version with technology. You know, this is what you do. This is how this is how all these companies make money. When you, we've learned over the last decade that Google and Facebook and everyone else is not free when they don't charge us. What our price of admission is that we let them basically virtually microchip us and know everything about us, and they package it and they sell it. And in this instance, they just used it to go package it. That company is a packaging company.
Right, and Obama had already done it. So let me ask you this. The next phase of all this, which happens in retail, is digital targeting, as they call it. Basically, they get somebody who goes to, let's say, a Home Depot right. site. And then the next time you're near Lowe's, their competitor, a Home Depot ad will show up on your phone because they're targeting people that are at their competition and don't go there, come to our place. But that can be used in politics as well. Don't vote for that guy. So you went and you looked at CNN, you looked at Fox News, you looked at Drudge, whatever you looked at. Boom, put an ad in their phone because you can put it right in. If you've got the mailing list, like you say, and the information, you can target people a lot more intimately than just on Facebook.
Well, heck yeah. I mean, my gosh, you can see right now on some of your, on the iPad, you're on Amazon, you're checking for one product. The next week, ads for that type of product show up on different websites. You're darn right. That's what happens because Google's packaging and selling and watching and tracking. And then you have artificial intelligence now. It moves at lightning speed.
All right. You mentioned one thing, and before you go today, Doherty, I want to ask you about this. McCabe going to jail or not? And the other thing is him saying that he had authorization from the director, that being James Comey, and his he might want to rethink that tweet, but there it is. It's out there for all to consume. Are these guys really in serious legal trouble?
Oh, yeah, they're in serious legal trouble. When Trump, brings in DeGeneva or whatever.
Yeah, DeGeneva.
We are talking, the gloves are coming off. There's a fire breather for you. And when you have the media is spinning this is Trump. This is not Trump. This is Robin Ashton and Horowitz. This is the non-partisan, non-politicized, yet Obama-appointed DOJ people that had pushed this.
There they come.
That's why they're in trouble.
You got it. Michael Doherty, always a pleasure, my friend.
Good talking to you.
Carry on. There goes Doherty, everybody. Michael Horowitz. I told you that name months ago.